Recovery does take time, yes, but quitting porn is instantaneous. You can decide right now today that you don't need porn in your life anymore. Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started. Alrighty guys, this video is about how to finally eliminate these porn urges, these porn triggers that we're talking about, okay? So you might think that you just will have porn triggers and urges your whole life. It's not true, okay? And I'm gonna give you an analogy to understand why, how to most effectively eliminate the urge so you don't have to suffer anymore. It doesn't have to be difficult, guys. Beating porn is easy. It doesn't have to be so hard. That's what she said. So this analogy is, imagine if you had a giant rash on your arm and you woke up and it was red, it was itchy, a little bit itchy, so you're concerned, so you went to the doctor to ask for some cream to fix your rash. It's, you got that itch and you gotta fix it, right? So you go to the doctor gives you a prescription cream, and you bring it home, you put it on, and the rash disappears, the itch disappears, and then the very next day, the itch is back, and it's stronger, and it's itchier, and it's redder, and it's bigger. So you go back to the doctor, you ask for a stronger prescription because you gotta fix this itch, it's so itchy, help me. Gives you a prescription, you bring it home, you fix it. The next day, comes back, itchier, redder. Okay, you get the point. This happens for weeks and weeks and months and years. And this is exactly what it's like to have a porn habit. If you haven't guessed yet, you're applying a cream to an issue, which is porn, and that itch is not being itched, no matter how much porn you watch, no matter how much time you spend fantasizing, thinking about porn, and watching all kinds of different genres of porn. Doesn't matter, it doesn't satisfy your itch. However, the thing that people don't understand is that the cream itself is causing an allergic reaction. In fact, the cream itself is causing your itch to get bigger and redder and more itchy over time. This is exactly also what porn is doing. All those things that you think you're alleviating with porn, the stress, the frustration, the boredom, the negative emotions, the anxiety you feel, or whatever emotions you feel in your life that you try to alleviate with porn, actually, porn itself is causing you to feel more and more of those emotions. Why? Because you developed a dependency through desensitization. And when you use porn, for example, stress is one of the most common ones for people. If you use porn to alleviate stress, one time it'll take you instantly to a state of relaxation, and the next time you're stressed and you keep doing that over and over, the baseline becomes lower and the peaks become higher to the point where you're spiking out of control every day, and you can go one day with watching porn many times because you're just so stressed all the time. So in effect, over a long period of time, you develop a strong dependency on it to alleviate those emotions and for mood regulation. Okay, so in this analogy, guys, what is the most effective way to get rid of this itch that you have? If you're a smart person, you'll come to the conclusion that there are essentially 3 ways. There are 3 things that you can do to alleviate this itch. The problem is most people only do one of them, and I'll explain why that's not effective. And if you use all 3 of these ways to get rid of this itch on your cream, it will guarantee that you will see success in beating porn and alleviating that urge to scratch the itch, all right? Watch porn, in other words. Number one is that you can just stop using the cream, period. Go cold turkey. This is what nofappers typically do. And if you just go cold turkey and you will yourself through it, what happens? You have an uncontrollable desire to itch. And this is what people are afraid of when they're quitting porn. They're so afraid of the withdrawal symptoms. They're afraid that they're just gonna be really irritable all the time, really angry, really frustrated, really stressed all the time. That happens if you don't apply the other 2 solutions to this itch, okay? So that's number 1 solution. Stop using the cream, period. You gotta do that. That's the most important one. Number 2 is to alleviate the itch in a natural way and not with something that's such a strong prescription. In other words, maybe there's a holistic doctor nearby that you can request some kind of oil or natural oil or an herb or something like that to address the itch in a natural way and to alleviate in a way that doesn't require you to have more porn or more cream and also isn't causing you to have this allergic reaction to it in the first place. Right? So that's number 2, okay? And I'll explain how all these relate to porn. And number 3 solution to alleviating your itch is to figure out why you have this itch in the first place, the root cause, and figuring out why you have it and addressing that instead of trying to cover it up with cream. So the first one in this analogy is to stop watching porn. cold turkey, just stop using the cream, stop watching porn, and then people are afraid that they're gonna have withdrawal symptoms, they're gonna be irritable. This is why the other two are important, because if you have the other two, then you won't have those withdrawal symptoms, guys. They won't even exist. They might exist a little bit, but you'll be able to easily address the root cause and the issue in a productive and healthy way, right? So number two solution here is to alleviate the itch in a healthy way. So you can ask yourself, what is the primary reason and trigger that you use porn? And don't say Instagram or some external factor. It's nothing to do with external factors, guys. The reason you are triggered is more to do with an emotional state that causes you to feel that. We know from studies that stress and anxiety are amongst the common. And in fact, in our own program, almost 100 of the people say that, yeah, stress is the biggest trigger that causes them to want to act out and watch porn, all right? So in that situation, what would be a natural way to alleviate stress that is not super normal like porn is? What would be a natural way for you to take yourself out of a state of
I'm stressed out of my mind and I don't know what to do
to just relaxing in a natural state, okay? Now, I often ask guys, like, if I were talking to you 100 years ago and you didn't have access to any screens, you didn't have access to your phone, no social media, no YouTube, no video games, and definitely no porn, how would you alleviate those emotions in those very moments? Usually the answer is something a lot wiser and smarter to do, like talk with somebody, communicate with a person, move your body, go outside, take a walk,
kill a lion,
or just move your body, just go outside and roll in the grass or do jumping jacks, play with your kids, talk with your wife, anything at all. Eat some food that is not junk food, connect with somebody in a healthy way and not in a junky way. Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way. And it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks, back to the show. All right, because you can go both ways. People kind of misunderstandingly replace porn with something else that is destructive. So they kind of feel like if I just play more video games, then I'll be able to beat porn. But you're not actually addressing the root cause. And this is why this is important. If you're just playing video games to distract yourself so that you're not tempted to watch porn, you're not replacing the root cause. You're just always gonna go back to it. If you just replace watching porn with eating junk food, you're gonna develop a junk food addiction, an eating disorder, and you're not gonna address the reason that you have this compulsive need in the first place, because porn has nothing to do with porn. Your porn habit has nothing to do with porn and has everything to do with the reason that you watch porn, guys. It's the root cause. So that's the second solution to alleviating this itch, which is to replace the actual thing that you're trying to alleviate. So replace the cream in a natural way. Replace the porn to alleviate your stress or negative emotions in a productive way that is natural and healthy for you, okay? That's number two. Third solution to alleviating this itch is to address the root cause. Why do you watch porn? Why do you have this itch to go back to your old habit? Why do you feel stress? And it's not just saying things like, oh, I feel stressed because of work. And then saying, oh, I'm stressed because of work, because my boss is a dick. It's like, no, those are all surface level, tip of the iceberg reasons as to why you feel stressed, okay? For example, let's say, okay, I'm really stressed because of work. Why am I stressed because of work? Because I have a big deadline coming up for a project and I need to address it. Okay, why do I feel stressed because of a deadline? Because I'm afraid of losing my job. Okay, why am I afraid of losing my job? Do you understand what I'm saying? Because I'm afraid of looking like a failure and being a failure. Why am I afraid of looking like a failure? Do you see where we're going? If you keep peeling it back, you trace it back usually to an experience, kind of a state of being that you had when you were a child or growing up or recently even in your life. And you trace it back to that and you understand, aha, so this is actually nothing to do with the external circumstance of my work. It's actually more to do with something I need to address that's at the root cause. And if I address that and understand that, I promise you when you trace it back that far, the next day you wake up, that itch won't be there. And when you do that enough, guys, if you do these three things enough and you use them together, you pass the hump of when you're most susceptible to watching porn. And usually you always go back when you're feeling those temptations. When you pass the hump and you do that enough and you pass bigger and bigger humps, you come to the point where you're confident in yourself and you know how to deal with it without the need to go back to porn. You see, when you apply these three things, when you're feeling triggered and in your porn habit, they work together simultaneously. If you apply the second two, then the first one of withdrawal symptoms and addressing that itch doesn't become an issue. The problem, however, is that people tend to only focus on one of them. For example, nofappers only focus on the first one, where they try to just push themselves, just remove the band-aid, remove the cream, and just see what happens and just push themselves through it. And there are also people who try to address the root cause and do the emotional self-awareness, but also believe that they need to keep the porn habit with them in order to heal. And they believe they need to wean off of this habit. And they don't just take the band-aid off. And they don't just go cold turkey because they believe that this weaning process is somehow necessary in order to quit porn. My friends, it's a fallacy. It's not true. Recovery does take time, yes, but quitting porn is instantaneous. You can decide right now today that you don't need porn in your life anymore. You can decide because it's your decision. Anytime you feel triggered, anytime you feel urges, anytime you come up to that hump where you usually act out, it's your decision to open the browser. It's your decision to act out. Nothing is controlling you and nothing is possessing you. And when you understand that you have that power, you understand that you also have the power to say, this is never going to happen again in my life. And instead, I'm going to focus so intensely on the reason that I have this habit in the first place. And on top of that, I'm going to focus my time, energy, and focus on something that's bigger than just myself. I'm going to focus my time and energy on my North Star, whatever I'm working towards, my goals in life. And when you focus your energy on that, also the temptation to scratch your itch disappears naturally. You don't need porn anymore. And that's the replacement that I'm talking about. Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact three-step process I personally use to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.